This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. The reasons that we fear our feelings won't
disappear. And after the love game has been played, all our illusions are just live. Back at the Jungerman Road location, this is one of the former Shop and Saves that's now a Schnucks, Hollywood Casino Press Box. Frank doing some little business there as we come back from the break.
They have pork steaks on sale this week, hand-cut in store.
Schnucks told us during this campaign, and I didn't realize this, they invented the pork steak.
Really?
So we're free to sample that. I think what basically Frank was letting the manager and the team here know at the Schnucks location is we're willing to sample.
Well, I mean, we willing to sample.
We've come all this way, and nobody tells the listeners about a food item quite like Frank.
I need to start writing down all the different ways that like
Frank
interjects the food conversation, because it is an art form, and that's a new one. The we'd be willing to sample is that's a new one, but it might be one of the better ones.
What I usually do when they walk by and they say, "Oh, did you guys want something?" I say, wow, you know that Frank's a really big eater, so you should probably bring out a lot. And then they look at me, and they look at him like, so he's the big eater?
You just go, well, I mean, Frank, you put him around all this food, he gets a little peckish, I'm just saying.
So, you know, Charlie Marlowe's coming next hour, and he's been really bulking up lately. You're going to want to bring some extra food.
I tell you, that wing buffet back there looks pretty good. They have great wings.
I think because we're on this side of the cash register, I think we can eat on this side, and then you can walk out later. Great to be here. Frank's excited. He's going to Mexico. I'm excited because the tournament is underway.
What time does Marquette play?
3:30.
Wow.
Texting with a friend of mine on the staff up there. She said, what's your prediction? And I said, I feel good, which is, of course, a lie. But she works for the team, so I wanted to be all positive all the time. And everybody else is sending – people I used to work with at KTRS are now sending me links, picking the upset, predicting – I'm like, thank you.
Wow.
Like, I need to hear from you folks. But we're going to go right into the eye of the storm at 12:30. Mandy Murphy, Murray State grad, will join us to talk some pre-Marquette smack.
That's a 3:20 game on TBS. How about the games? They're just about to start. Louisville and Minnesota on Channel 4. LSU and Yale. And Yale has Wyatt Yes from Parkway West on their squad. Big 6'9", young man. Auburn, New Mexico State, Florida, Vermont, Michigan State, Bradley. Oh, Chuck will get it handed to him. 1:30 today.
Here's the question. Because he gambles nonstop, will he throw money on Bradley to lose and for Michigan State to cover?
I wonder what that spread is.
I guarantee he knows.
I bet Michigan State seems like a team that just pounds you, though, right? They're playing really well. I don't know if Bradley covers.
No. We'll I think if I know Chuck, he'll take Michigan State to cover against his
so
team.
So much for his support of the alma mater.
You know, a friend of mine went to Marquette. I texted him. He watches all the games. And I said, how nervous are you? And he writes back and says, I'm concerned about Gonzaga. And I'm looking at the bracket. I'm like, Gonzaga is two wins away from now.
You're just about to play a lottery pick?
Yes.
Are you serious?
And he said, we should have no problems with Murray State. I think we get to the 16. Not sure we can beat Gonzaga. And I said, man, I wish I walked around the world with your confidence, your view of the world. I sent it to a number of other friends, and they said, has he already started drinking?
Yeah, he's looking past a top three potential pick in the NBA. Then he's looking past what I think will be Florida State, which – I think is entirely made up of guys who are 6'9", just based off how you, if you watch them play, and then you will have to play Gonzaga if you win that one. So, yeah, no big deal.
How about the ranking? And we'll get to 5 for Frank a little later. I thought this was fun. ESPN did the ranking of all of the coaches in the tournament and ranked them as players, college players. Did you see that?
I did not.
From 1 to 68, who do you think the best player in the tournament?
Travis Ford's got to be up there.
Travis Ford made the top 10, which, by the way, they said his junior year at Kentucky, and you probably covered that.
I was there. He was the MVP of the Southeast Regional. He was 5'10", and he was destroying teams, dominating games as a 5'10 guy. It was unbelievable.
He made 101 out of 191 three-point attempts. 53% from three-point range, Travis Ford, his junior year
almost six,
at Kentucky.
Almost six threes per game. Isn't
that crazy?
He made three per game, and he didn't even take a full six. He shot 53%. That's an unbelievable. I had no idea.
And he had to wait to play, too. He had to play behind Sean Woods in that epic game against Duke and Philadelphia in the Spectrum. He only played like 6 or 7 minutes.
Now, remind me, when he left Mizzou, was it just because, hey, I get to go to Kentucky?
He was getting playing time.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the probation was the big thing. But here's what really happened was Eddie Sutton could not take him out of high school because he had – Sean Sutton, 6 foot white guy. Richie Farmer, 6 foot white guy. Can't have 3 6-foot white guys in the SEC.
Is that a written rule at Kentucky?
Yeah, basically a rule in college basketball.
Unwritten.
Can't have 3 6-foot white guard point guards on the same team. So when Eddie got fired, Sean had to go with Eddie to Oklahoma State, and that opened up a spot, and Patino took him.
I'll be darned. Number 9, Travis Ford. Number 7 on this list, Marquette's own Brian Wardle, the Bradley coach. Warm and fuzzy. Wojo, the current Marquette coach.
What number is he?
Wardle was 7th on this. Wardle, 7th, Marquette player. 6th is the Marquette coach, Wojo.
Well, Travis better be ahead of Wojo.
They got Travis at number 9.
No
Wojo,
way.
No, oh, come on.
Get out of here.
Take off your Billiken gear.
Oh, are you kidding?
Wojo.
He never dominated games. He was a really nice role player, point guard, run the show. I really liked him. Travis dominated games.
I gotta agree
defensive
with Frank on this one.
Player
no
of the
his
year.
He aver- his last 2 years at Duke, he averaged 6.9 points.
Oh my gosh!
And
this is a farce.
6.9 points, 5 assists, and 2.57.
Believe
rebounds.
Me, there was never a team in the ACC who was playing Duke and said, "We got a game plan. We got to stop Wojo." But there were plenty of teams in the SEC. How do we deal with Ford? That's a joke. All right, next.
Okay, number 5.
The Wardell one stands, though. He scored almost 20 points a game his last year.
Lon Kruger was a big,
Oklahoma,
big eight
right?
player of the year. Yeah, he was a tough – he was good.
Number – let's see.
A lot of white six-foot point guards on this list.
Tony
here.
Bennett.
Oh, he was beautiful.
Great at UW Green Bay, and his team
– I saw him play in the NCAA, too.
They beat Cal with Jason Kidd.
Yeah, he was a great player.
Bobby Hurley, 3rd on this
yeah,
list.
Yeah, no question.
Coach at Arizona State. Didn't have a great NBA run, but, of course, was a great college
All-American.
Player at Duke. Johnny Dawkins, who I forgot is the coach at Central Florida, who was he had a 9-year NBA run, but as a college player. And number 1, I think they got bounced last night. I was not at work, was not locked in, but did St. John's get bounced by Bobby Hurley? Chris Mullen, number 1 on the all-time list. How about 68th, considered the worst playing?
Buzz Williams?
Nah, he was down there. Bruce Pearl. Who they said didn't play high school basketball. He was too busy cheating.
How about Bruce Weber? He was pretty honest.
He was on the lower end.
Yeah.
They said he played a little bit like his junior year, but not much. But Bruce Pearl got injured playing football and never was able to play high school basketball. Scott Drew, they said, was a tennis player, even though his brother, Bryce Drew, is a really good college player. Mark Turgeon was a good player at Kansas, right?
Yeah.
15. Matt Painter on the list. It's amazing how many of these coaches.
How high was Matt Painter?
Matt Painter was
there.
17th.
Yeah.
Mark Turgeon, 15th.
Wojo. What a joke.
Come on, this is a tough day for me, Frank. I need a little support, okay? Give me Wojo on a ranking of a list that means absolutely nothing, okay? All right, 5 for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University.
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's 5 for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution. Just 45 miles from St. Louis.
Is there anything creepier than the guy in the park, male, almost always white, sitting by themselves in the car? I bring this up because yesterday, Carson's off school, I was off work. We went to Creve Coeur Lake Park to fly a kite. Just a little father's son, he got this cool
Creve
Coeur
kite. Lake.
Well, the lake's got a little park next to it. So we get out to fly the kite, and there's just a guy sitting in a car, sitting by himself. We're out there flying the kite, and I'm focused on that, of course. I'm like, why is that guy sitting over there? You're not in line at a McDonald's. You're not having a business meeting. Am I wrong, or is that a little creepy?
That is a little weird.
When's the last time you just parked your car at a park? By yourself. Now, I did have a friend. He was in sales. He sold for Campbell's Soup right out of college. And he said he had to be out and about all day, so he would just have to burn time because the bosses were like, if you're in the office, you're not working. So he said he would sit at parks. He'd roll the window down and just kind of take a little nap until he realized his left arm was getting totally sunburned and tanned by the end of the summer and nothing on his right arm because he had his arm hanging out the window.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
So he couldn't explain that. But it's
well, there was a famous area, Martin, at Forest Park around one of those holes maybe I don't know what hole, but there would be men, and they call. It was referred to as the gay circle, and there would be guys that would pull up there with Volvos. They would have car seats in the back, and that's they would hook up in this little area.
So the answer is yes. There's nothing creepier than I think it was called the Fruit Loop. I think was it not?
I heard the gay circle. I
would not say that. That was back in the day.
Wow.
Moving on. Before Frank gets out of town, how about a Billiken prediction? We're going to be at your house watching. We've got this all planned out. There's a watch party at Frank's. We'll give away some prize packs later. You can join us. Monique, if you can, maybe whip up a little something for the boys. Leave it behind. Alex has already agreed to let us in. Said help yourself. How about a SLU prediction? Because this is not an unwinnable game.
Not at all.
If you look at the seeding, yes, you're a big-time underdog. But that's a possibility there.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about it, the nucleus of both teams were on the floor last season in November, and SLU won the game. So I think with the ballers that SLU have, guys like Tremaine Isabel and Jordan Goodwin and Javon Bess, some of them are fifth-year, 24-year-old seniors, they're not going to be intimidated by Virginia Tech at all. I just hope that they can have a little bit of skill level to go with their grit and tenacity. They're going to have to knock down some shots. And, you know, the other day, if Wiley doesn't make those shots, they don't win. Because it's very possible that they're not going to shoot the ball well. So, I don't know. I just hate to make a prediction.
It's a tight game, don't you think?
It is.
I don't see either team running away with this.
No. It'd be so – because I tell you what, you win that next game after that, that doesn't scare me. They could beat Mississippi State, too. Can you imagine if they're in Sweet 16?
Frank's booking flights out of Cancun. Honey, I think I need to leave early. They're coming home tonight. We got to be at Chaffetz by midnight. By the way, Brian McKenna said they've moved that location where the guys all meet up. It's now at a different parking lot. He said, that's what I've been told.
And then we have Kenny Strode texting in. I was nowhere near Creve Coeur Park.
Well, he's the kind of guy that comes to mind. No offense, of course. Aunt Becky listening, who got Carson that kite, said, oh, you're telling the kite story. And it was a great father-son day flying the kite. What I left out of the story, he gets really cold. He said, Dad, I got to go sit in the car. So now the only thing weirder than the guy in the car by himself is
flying
local
a
sports guy, Morton Kilcorn, is out there at Creve Coeur Lake Park flying a kite by himself. Because CJ bailed on me.
Oh, of course.
Midway through.
Of Splashback Deuce, how did you see the guy parked at Creve Coeur Park through your rear view camera? The upper bathrooms at Creve Coeur Park are known as Tea Room, in case you were wondering, Frank.
In case you're wondering, Frank.
I was not, actually.
It is. I'm just telling you, there could be a good reason. Maybe you just had to get away from work for a second, but it's just a little creepy out there. Not as weird as a guy flying a kite by himself. All right, number three, the Red Wings are not what they used to be. Can I talk you into a Cusumano guarantee tonight?
Yes, you can. They're not losing tonight.
I think they've got their mojo right now.
Yeah, although Detroit's played a little better recently, but you got that second line work, and you know the first line's ticked off from really not being in the party yesterday or on Tuesday night, so. Yeah, I like him.
All right, number four, Coach Cal says he wants to retire at Kentucky. Doesn't plan on going anywhere, and it seems like it's died down. It used to be every year we heard his name associated with other jobs.
Like the UCLA job was the one. Like, are you serious? Like, I want to go to that mess and leave Kentucky? Give me a break.
Do you believe that he will, in fact, retire at Kentucky?
Yeah, I think so. I thought for a while there that maybe that Laker thing would be kind of interesting because he has the relationship with LeBron, and it's the one, like, hole in his resume. But, gosh, you just keep getting players. You're a god. You live like a king there. There's no way. He's not going to leave.
Yeah, what could be better? These guys that all leap. A lot of times the NBA move is a money grab. That's before the college money was crazy. I mean, Patino, Calipari, all these guys did it.
See, I think the Kentucky job's better than Duke of North Carolina because they always have to be thinking about each other. You know, I mean, I'm not saying Kentucky wins every SEC. In fact, they didn't this year. But you don't have that really, that other school that's in the back of your mind 24 hours a day. That's the best job there is, I believe.
All right, number five, and there's no way to quantify it, but how often do you think the exit for a successful player or coach, how often is it a good exit? Doesn't it feel like it's less than 50%? You told the Barry Hinson story. Here's a guy who had a nice coaching career, and his final moment is walking off a court, people yelling, "You suck." That's your lasting memory. And I'm sure he's a positive-thinking person. He could push that to the side. I don't know if I could. That's your lasting memory, your last time you walked off a court. I guess he could coach somewhere
well,
again.
Well, he won't push it aside when thinking about Carbondale. I got a text from one saying, just in the last week or so, saying they treated my family poorly. So when they do that, you're done with that city forever.
That is really sad. I mean, very rarely. The La Russa exit's got to be the best. I mean, you're a World Series winning manager.
Yeah.
And a
Peyton
couple days
Manning,
later,
John
you walk
Elway.
Away.
Yeah. But
Vermeil thought he had it leaving the Rams as a Super Bowl champion, then came back. But rarely is it pleasant at the end. Or you see Steve
right.
Carlton pitching for the White Sox. There's so many bad stories out there.
Willie Mays and stumbling around.
And that's what Yadier Molina's quote to Rick Hummel was, "I'm not going to name any names, but I've seen some guys who have hung around way too long, said I don't want to be that guy, even though he said he wouldn't mind playing beyond 2020. He said he won't if he's not worth the money." Or
yeah, that was kind of admirable.
All right, Five for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University, less than an hour from St. Louis. Great institution. Check them out online at greenville.edu.
All right, one quick note about one of our good sponsors before we take a break, and we'll visit with Dr. Rick Lehman in about 4 or 5 minutes. Does your tire dealer know your name? Head to your local independent Tyler dealer shop where you'll receive personalized service and great deals on tires. Your local independent tire dealer is a place where you will receive dependable service performed by dependable people. All of their shops are committed to helping guide you through the tire buying maze. ITD features general tires set up to $70 Visa prepaid card with a purchase of 4 qualifying general tires now until April 30th. Find your local independent tire dealer at itdroll.com. We'll be right back.